poor. Their names and deeds are written for to learn not to ignore. Their irid of righteous Noah, laboring for 100 years. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, of their victories and fears. With his coat of many colors, I learned of the life of Job. Then I heard the voice of Moses say, let my people go. It was through him Yahweh blessed us with his statutes and his laws. And I marvel how they managed without assistance or applause. Then I came to Joshua, who led them to the promised land, and Samuel, who blessed David to be king by Yah's command. There's the story when Elijah mocked the priests of Baal that day, proving Yahweh rules the heavens and he answers when we pray. Daniel tells how Yahweh kept him safe inside the lion's den and protected his three brothers from the ploy of evil men. Then we come to dear sweet Mary and how she received the news of the coming of Messiah to be king of all the Jews. And we read of Peter, James, and John by the Sea of Galilee, and how they obeyed the Master who said, come and follow me. At midnight in a prison, we hear Paul and Silas sing. Though in pain and shackles, they are happy children of the King. There are more that we could speak of if we only had the time. Isaiah, Job, and Stephen are a few that come to mind. Their reward in heaven's waiting, with these words it will begin. Well done, my faithful servants, please come now and